magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. As you know, on Wednesdays, we usually have Marianne in the studio, and we focus on the Prime Life Times in Review. And we had a special guest lined up to come in and read his story, Remembering Minor, by Ralph Buzzo. But Ralph wasn't feeling well, and so we're going with a plan B, but as only God can provide, and I trust this will be a transformative message that he'll use to bring healthy conviction, insight, wisdom, grace, and I believe such a timely message that we'll all benefit and be blessed by listening to. So stay with me for the next 23 minutes as I'll lay out a few songs that I hope will tenderize your heart and get you prepared to listen to about a 9.5 minute message that I received permission to air from Andre Lavroni Jr., who is a former professional football player, and I think he's in real estate now and also a consultant. But I somehow received this message and was so touched and blessed, I knew I had to share it with you all. In fact, I've since become friends on Instagram with Andre, and I wasn't able to pull off him being a part of today's broadcast. I hope that'll be in the coming days, maybe a Testimony Tuesday or a Memorization Monday. But I was so impacted by his message that I tracked him down on Instagram, got permission, and you'll hear his sundown thoughts in just a few minutes. You don't want to miss out. But let me make a quick announcement before I set the stage with two songs. We probably worked about 6 or 7 hours yesterday on the final draft, then the final draft, and then the final draft. I think it went through 6 or 7, maybe 8 revisions, but we have a 4-page updated program guide that highlights the 19 frequencies and what programs or music you can hear at what times, wherever you're at throughout the central part of the state, and even into Indiana. So basically from Covington, Indiana, and beyond to the east, all the way beyond Macomb, Beardstown, Pittsfield, Whitehall, down into Carlinville and south, Decatur, Bloomington, Springfield, Lincoln, obviously Champaign, Urbana, and the great many communities. But that's all put together. It'll be at the printer in the next few days and ready to be mailed out. So if you've contacted us in the last few years, expect to receive the updated program guide along with the newsletter. So we're very excited to get that into your hands. If you're not sure if you've written us for the last few years or are new to the radio ministry, call us today and we'll make sure you receive this. Dial 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. I picked out two special songs that I hope will really set the stage for the remarks by Andre Lavroni Jr. So you're going to hear from Billy Gaines, Your Love Compels Me, followed by The Servant's Song, sung by the Maranatha Men's Choir. And I really hope that you'll take in the lyrics and the message, because Andre's going to be talking about the power in being silent, praying for discernment, honoring those that have gone before us. And he sets the tone in his own life, challenging us to first and foremost be a follower of Jesus, not seduced and enslaved by the culture. He'll point out how Satan is using these crazy times and the danger of aligning our hearts and minds with the world and not with God's will. Are you for the culture or for the kingdom? Oh, you got to stay with me for the next 20 minutes because you're going to be blessed and I hope transformed by his message. But he shares scripture out of Proverbs, James, the Gospel, the Psalms. In fact, when I searched and tried to find out more about him, I assumed he was a pastor because he was so familiar with the scriptures and delivered such a powerful message that I ended up being delighted that he was a business person, a consultant, and a former NFL player. But he'll talk about thinking before you speak and not letting your feelings overrule what God's word says, valuing the truth and extending service and serving others, quite possibly breaking the chain of prejudice. So here's Your Love Compels Me by Billy Gaines, followed by The Servant's Song, sung by the Maranatha Men's Choir.
Your love compels me, Lord, to give as you would give, to speak as you would speak, to live as you would live. Your love compels me, Lord, to see as you would see, to serve as you would serve, to be what you would be. Your love compels me, Lord, to give as you would give, to speak as you would speak, to Your love compels me, Lord, to see as you would see, to serve as you would serve, to be what you would be. Your love compels me, Lord, to be
chose those two songs, Your Love Compels Me and The Servant Song, as you'll see how well they fit with some of the message that Andre Lavrone Jr. shares. And this message you're about to hear is part of his Instagram post titled Sundown Thoughts, Kingdom Over Culture, and he writes, "If Christ is not at the center of your life, you may not fully understand where I'm coming from, but I hope that you choose to listen anyways. The devil wants division. We can't give him that. God promises us so many amazing things if we just humble ourselves and willfully choose to obey his words." And then he writes, "Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control," which if you were tuned in Monday, you know that is the fruit of the Spirit, and our memorization Monday verse was Galatians 5:22. Look how God tied it all together, and this was Plan B, but I believe God's Plan A. Here's Andre Lavroni Jr.
So over the past few weeks, in the wake of the sick, inexcusable murders of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, I've been relatively silent. Everybody's putting pressure on people to make statements. You should say this. If you don't say this, you're not standing with this. You're not standing with that. I want to say sometimes there's power in being silent. Not silent to ignore, but silent to process, to seek counsel, and to pray for discernment. So that when you speak, your words are calculated, and you don't just drop an outburst of rage and anger that's reckless. My prayer is that you will open your hearts and hear me for a few minutes. I'm a black man in America. I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware of how I may be perceived or profiled or unjustly treated at times. I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware of the sacrifices my ancestors have made before me so that I may have opportunities that they did not have. I'm well aware of that too. And most people who know me know that by the way I walk every single day, I carry myself to honor those people who came before me. But before I'm a black man in America, before I'm an American, or an athlete, or any other label that the world tries to stamp on me, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm a child of the living God. Make no mistake about it. Therefore, my duty is not to tell my truth, someone else's truth, or this world's truth. But my duty is to tell the truth, which flows from the person who is Jesus Christ. And the truth of the matter is, the death of George Floyd has turned into an egregious statement Olympics or a clout validation contest. You got people of all races just looking and calling people to make a statement. You need to say this, you need to say that. And the moment that they speak and it doesn't exactly mirror letter for letter what they believe in, they're ready to ridicule them. They're ready to call them a racist, or they're ready to call them a black person who's looking for retribution. Or it's on both ends of the spectrum. It's ridiculous. There has been a ton of ignorance spewed by all parties in a moment that should be a quest for equality, not a moment of retribution or maintenance of the status quo. People are missing the mark. Satan's tactics are to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. There's been unjust death. People are justifying thieves. Joy is being stolen. Businesses are being destroyed. Long-standing relationships are being destroyed. A wedge is being driven between us right now because we are choosing to align our hearts and minds with things of this world. Jesus said, take on the mind of Christ. We've taken on the mind of the media, the mind of activists, the minds of organizations and political parties. In the book of Romans, Paul says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what the will of God is. Right now, we got people just reacting emotionally. Man, I understand the pain. I do. I understand pain. It doesn't justify some of the things that we've seen, though. It just doesn't. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And I know some people are going to watch this video and say, oh, he's not for the culture. He's not for the culture. You're right. I'm for the kingdom. In the book of Proverbs, we're told that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And those who love it will eat of its fruit. If you speak hatred, the fruit will be hatred in return. If you speak love, if you speak with patience, if you speak with kindness, then those are the same fruits that will be bore in return. Don't be surprised. I understand history. Trust me, I understand. But don't be surprised when you speak to somebody in a certain tone, and they're not welcoming of whatever message you're preaching. You can't force things upon people. You have to win their hearts. You have to connect with them before you try to correct them. I'll even take it a step further. If you're not going to be cognizant of the things that come out of your mouth and the way that they pertain to your relationship with others, at least do it for yourself. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, Jesus says, "But I tell you, everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty words they have spoken." Now, I mean, right now, it's a lot of empty words being spoken. Whether it's out of emotion, whether it's just out of pride, ego, or true racism. It's a lot of empty words being spoken from all people of all races. And we not being held accountable for the things that other people say to us. Being held accountable for the things that we do, our words, our actions. So I'm just encouraging people, man, think before you speak. Before you have some kind of outburst of anger or rage, consult somebody, pray about it. Please, because right now people are allowing their fleshly desires and feelings to overrule what God says. They're being governed by their emotions. A friend of mine shared a quote the other day from Thomas Sowell, the great thinker. Thomas Sowell said, "The reason so many people misunderstand so many issues is not that these issues are hard or complex to understand, because they're not. It's that people just don't want a factual or analytical explanation that will leave them emotionally unsatisfied. They want villains to hate and heroes to cheer, and they don't want explanations that do not give them that. People don't want the truth right now. They want to act on their emotions. A lot of people, unfortunately, want a reason to express their anger. And I mean, that's not where we should be at, man. A society that doesn't value truth can't survive. And you can't only want the truth when it puts you in a position where you can point the finger at somebody else and say that they have an issue. You got to equally pursue the truth when it puts you in a situation where you have to hold yourself accountable, where you can be embarrassed about the things that you've done as an individual or as your community. When Jesus spoke about hypocrisy, he said, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, but you pay no attention to the plank of wood in your own eye?" A lot of times right now, everybody wants to point the finger at someone else, tell them they need to do this, they need to do that, without approaching someone with humility and offering some form of service to then humble that person. My mother always taught me that you can't question someone's prejudice until you've delivered some form of service to someone and then seen their reaction. Because that form of service, whether it's a kind word, a smile, holding the door open, some form of gift, could be the very thing that breaks the chains of prejudice in that person's heart. Or if they truly are someone who holds contempt for you or are a true racist person, then they will show you their fruit. And if they continually show you that fruit, then you have the understanding of, I don't need to associate with this person. But to go around just because somebody disagrees with a statement of yours, immediately questioning whether or not, oh, this person must be racist, that ain't right, man. That's wrong. That's wrong. So in closing, I'll say this. Your voice is powerful. Make sure you're using it to uplift and unite, not tear down and divide. We have to do a better job of extending an arm of grace to our brothers and sisters who may be of a different color. Regardless of our nation's history, all of us have to do a better job of that. Because on the day of judgment, we won't be judged on the prejudice that was shown to us or how we were persecuted. We'll be judged on how we responded. We'll be judged on the actions and the words that were procured by us, not someone else, not what they did to us, but what we did to expand the kingdom, what we did, especially for those of us who call ourselves believers. We have to do a better job of that, man. So before we go throwing stones at others, let us take inventory on ourselves and our own lives. I dare say that you'll find some error in your heart, as I often do. And my prayer is that you'll display grace for others as Christ did on that old rugged cross for all of us. James 1:12 reads, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, for having withstood that test, that person will receive the crown of life as the Lord promises to those who love him." Withstanding that test doesn't just mean making it to the other side of adversity. Withstanding that test means championing obedience to God's word in the midst of great struggle to the point of embarrassment, to the point of death, as Jesus died on the cross for us. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. But I'll leave you with a question. I'll leave you with a question. Will you defy God to appease the world? Or will you defy the world to serve God? I love you all. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. I just love this message, recorded a few days ago and actually posted on Andre Lavrone Jr.'s Instagram page. And someone posted it. I listened to it, was so touched and convicted, and it offered so many God-honoring, insightful thoughts and challenged me to think through a lot of things. And I just had to share it with y'all. I truly hope it'll get you thinking, praying, surrendering, and humbling yourself. Oftentimes, we just have to lay it down and give it to God. So I'll close out with a song that I love and appreciate. And it's so interesting that this song is by the group Need to Breathe. And I thought, how striking in light of the incidences these past few weeks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Come down through the river. Come and let yourself in. Lay good on a promise. Never hurt again. If you